South Sudan is now part of a convention on cluster munitions. The convention prohibits all use, stockpiling, production and transfer of cluster munitions. Probably you are wondering what cluster munitions are. Well, we have experts who will tell us all about it and what it means for South Sudan to be party to this convention on cluster munition. Now in the studio with me is the chairperson of the National Mine Action Authority, Honorable Jurkuch Barat Jurkuch, and Chief of Mine Action at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for having us on the show again.
Right. So we start right away from the top by making things clear to the listeners. When we talk about cluster munitions, what are we talking about, Honorable?
Thank you. When we talk about cluster munitions, means these are the bombs dangerous to the lives of people that have been used during the war.
Mm.
And that we have been working for removing them, and before doing and while doing that, we also requested to be members of this convention.
Right.
So now South Sudan is a member of a cluster munitions convention. So we don't have any problem anymore. We can be helped.
Right.
Internationally by removing them and supporting those who are using or who are working in mine clearance or in clearing cluster munitions.
Right.
So this is what it means to us, yes.
Okay, so still with you, Honorable, just tell us a bit about the extent of the challenges of these cluster munitions in the country.
Yeah, cluster munitions were used seriously against the South when we were fighting the government of Sudan. And they have been seriously used, and using them, they are dangerous. They are thrown in the air, and they explode, but they just get scattered, and they wait for anybody passing near, and then they explode, they kill people. And they maim lives of innocent people, which is completely very bad.
Right.
And we were disturbed much. And we thank the international community by helping us doing that. Otherwise, if it was left for us alone, could have been a very big challenge.
Right.
But the UN is exerting its efforts to see into it that these dangerous weapons are removed, are cleared.
Right.
From our land.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, Fran, explain further for us what this convention on cluster munition is and what it entails.
Thanks very much, Irene. I think the importance of what has just happened can't be understated, in the sense that the government of South Sudan has stood up in front of the 124 other countries that have committed to the principles of the convention. And that is a convention that looks at the harmful and unacceptable impacts of these dangerous items on communities, on innocent civilians. So South Sudan is the latest country to join, and it speaks to treaty compliance. It speaks to human rights. It speaks to peace and security.
Right.
It speaks to international humanitarian law. And UNMISS, hand in hand with the National Mine Action Authority, the Honourable Jurkuch Barat Jurkuch here, have been working towards getting to this stage for some time now, which is wonderful and should be celebrated and echoed. But also there is a problem there. We estimate that about half of the remaining contaminated area in South Sudan has cluster munitions suspected in it, and we're working close on that. And just to finish on this bit, UNMISS as a mission contributes for over 70% of the humanitarian mine action in South Sudan, and we do that under the strong leadership of the chairperson.
Right. And just because of out of curiosity, though, half of the places that are still infested, are people living around there?
Absolutely, yes. They are living in these areas, and it's often people that are transiting through the areas as well. So the presence of these items, and I might just say what makes cluster munitions different is that they're scattered over a large area as opposed to just other types of mortars or rockets. And a lot of them don't go off the way they're intended to, which means that you have large areas coated with these dangerous items that very often target civilians most.
Right.
And when it comes to civilians, it's children globally who are the biggest impacted by these munitions.
Mm.
So it's when you look at displacement, when you look at migration routes, so it isn't just people living, it's people transiting through the areas as well,
right,
and it impacts
right.
development as
mm-hmm,
well as mm-hmm. humanitarian.
Right. Thank you so much. And Honorable Jurkuch, for South Sudan, this convention will come into force in February next year. So what will be the priority areas in making sure that you follow up the obligation and for South Sudan to comply?
Yeah, well, we, of course, the work is the work of doing this, and we are sure of removing these landmines.
Mm.
So the fact that we are members, and surely we will be at the time you have said, it is going to be, yeah, and it will be known internationally that we, South Sudan, is a member, and he has said it, we are number 112.
Mm.
South Sudan is 112.
Mm.
This is our number. What is the danger of these things, of cluster munitions, is that they are thrown at different times, in different places, and you cannot really tell exactly whether the area, those areas that are affected or infested with the landmine, with the cluster munitions, all of them are cleared or not. So definitely there are areas that are already known, but there are certain areas that are not yet known, and people may be passing through such areas, and it will be a danger to the lives of people.
Right.
So this is surely that we are members. It is very good if there is anything, should anything happen, and such weapons are used again in the South again, it will be echoed internationally by different members, rather than South Sudan only claiming to have a problem of cluster munitions used against them. It will be something internationally known that there has been use of cluster munitions against people of the South, and it will not only be the South saying it. It will be the members, all the members, 100 and something countries will echo it, and we'll talk loudly, of which we will get the support internationally.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Fran. The United Nations mission in South Sudan, and indeed UNMAS, as part of the mission, have been supporting the efforts of South Sudan to become part of the convention. Just tell us how the journey has been, and how you have been able to support.
Actually, for me, it started back in 2008 when it was adopted in Dublin. I was a captain in the Irish Army at that point, and I was had the privilege of being in the. I haven't told you the story, Jukuch. I was in the sidelines. I was involved where it was actually signed and adopted in Dublin. So I've been tracking it over the years. So it's a real privilege to look at the efforts of the chairperson here, and a real sort of something to commend and celebrate that. The president of South Sudan signed this as well. And all of these efforts are brought together. But what I would mention, this is against a backdrop of a lot of really positive news that's happening as well.
Right.
This year alone, South Sudan brought out its first mine action law. It's making great progress on the anti-personnel mine ban convention, which is another type of a convention like the cluster munitions. And as a mission, we work hand in hand with standards and guidelines and quality management and accreditations to make sure that not just what the mission does to support the National Mine Action Army, but also the international and national NGOs who are working, doing this life-saving work in communities out. So it's very much a team of teams, if you like, Irene, that's doing this job together. Mm. And we are getting close to a finish line, and I'm going to finish this part with mentioning a very important thing. There's not enough funding. It needs more support,
right?
And it saves lives. So that's partly why we're here as well, to advocate
indeed. So
for that message.
Fran, what does it mean particularly for the humanitarian mine action work that is being done by the mission here in South Sudan?
Well, it means that now, and to use the chairperson's phrase, we've got a stronger voice on an international stage. And what the chairperson did last week was he was front and center of over 100 member states sitting there saying, South Sudan is now lending its voice to this, and we are in this together. It also practically means that we're drafting up a work plan that targets explicitly where the cluster munitions contamination is and how we actively go about it in supporting. So in advocacy, in strategic awareness, in a shared voice globally, and also right down to the working plan level to getting teams on the ground, engaging with communities.
Right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. And let's get to your last words on this work that you have done and what you would want to assure the people of South Sudan. I'll start with you, Honourable.
Yeah, well, we say, should anybody, well, we are doing mine clearance and cluster munitions clearance, and we are trying to tell to every person, South Sudanese, that whenever you get an object you don't know, you better report it to us or to the nearest security unit so that it has to be addressed. It has to be removed quickly if it is seen. So this is the advice we would like to tell to our people, that whenever they get any object, they should not touch it, rather than report it to us.
Right. And Fran?
Just to commend the government of South Sudan, and in particular the Honourable Jacoch Barak Jacoch here, for getting this across the finish line and continuing to be committed to removing explosive hazards from South Sudan.
That's right. Fran O'Grady and Honourable Jacoch Barak Jacoch, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.